A 21st Century Church. This is written by Stephanie Grimoldby, who is a freelance writer living in Antioch, Illinois. When you think about technology in the church, does projecting song lyrics onto the screen for worship come to mind? Or is it something bigger in scope, like a live Twitter conversation discussing real-life events and how they tie into faith? In today's digital age, ELCA communities are experimenting with new worship formats as congregants embrace innovative ways to form faith groups, often in ways that look nothing like the church of the 20th century. Take the Slate Project, founded as a mission of the Delaware, Maryland Synod by Jason Chestnut, an ELCA pastor, and Jen DeFrancesco, a Presbyterian church minister. The project is what they describe as a radical movement to reimagine the church. Although based in Baltimore, the group exists entirely online, using the Twitter hashtag SlateSpeak for a progressive Christian tweet chat. On Thursday evenings, the hashtag SlateReads for a live book club discussion on Wednesday evenings, weekly images posted on Facebook to engage 21st century Christians, and a monthly video and podcast. The way things have been done the last two or three generations in the church just doesn't make sense now. This belief that the only way to be churched is to go to a building and have worship on Sunday morning and have confirmation and Bible study, and that's it, Chestnut said. It's not bad. I'm just saying we're doing small things to try to make the church more interesting. While an online presence is the backbone of the Slate Project, the group hosts a weekly dinner liturgy, baking bread at the Episcopal Cathedral of the Incarnation in Baltimore. It also hosts hashtag Wake Up Word Up, a weekly Bible study hosted at a local coffee shop. We're using the technology of our day to supplement the institution, Chestnut said. There's an amazing world out there. We're unbelievably connected like no other generation has before, and we're trying to take advantage of that. Digital technology can also be a crucial avenue for the church to reach people who have previously been, for a variety of reasons, unreachable. Advent Lutheran Church in New York City hosts a weekly lunchtime Bible study in person, with the option of chiming in via Google Hangouts, a free text, voice, and video chat service. We found that for people here in the city, work hours are ridiculously long, said Daniel Miller, a pastor of Advent, and to get from one place to the next, the day is pretty much gone. But during lunchtime, there's time for a quick break, or at home parents can have an hour during nap time. They can't leave the kids, but they can join us online. Some of the older members, it's harder for them to get out of the house, and with Google Hangouts, it's a simple thing. They can call in by phone or call in with video. The reality is people are incredibly busy, and their hearts are here, but their bodies can't always be. And we're trying to break down some barriers. Breaking down barriers is what ELCA pastor Joseph Castaneda Carrera set out to do in 2016 when he started Adore LA in Los Angeles. This synodically authorized worshiping community specifically reaches out to LGBTQ people of color with digital communication and a major component of its footprint. So often in our church, we don't have very many queer people of color, Carrera said. Community can't build around them because we're all spread out all over the place. People from all over have joined Adore LA because it's creating a community that doesn't exist in their own neighborhoods. Like the Slate Project, Adore LA doesn't have a physical address or building for worship. Instead, it connects with members via several digital means, including a weekly live-streamed interactive video gathering made by prayer that focuses on challenging faith questions. When Adore LA does hold in-person gatherings like Hike Church, a group hiking ministry that incorporates scripture reading, conversation, and communion at the summit, events are posted on Meetup, a social platform that helps people with similar interests connect. Adore LA also produces the Queer Faith YouTube series designed for LGBTQ people from across the country and from all walks of life to share life and faith experiences. Technology is one space where you get a really diverse cross-section of various cultures and living situations. Carrera said it's a beautiful thing having people from urban areas do prayers about traffic, then have prayers about animals in rural areas suffering from floods. Those prayers don't often come together, but they sit before the same God. Communities that have embraced new ways of interacting have a message for those wary of following their lead. You don't have to be tech-savvy to join in. Slate Speak, the primary ministry for the Slate Project, is a fairly simple initiative. Chestnut said we're online Thursday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We start with prayer and have a conversation around a specific topic, he added. That doesn't require any tech savvy. It just requires you to be on Twitter, and there's no secret to it. Carrera doesn't consider himself a techie person. He simply downloaded several interface tools on his phone, then practiced until using them became second nature. You can be such a quick learner if you click on a button. Put aside that fear, he said. Age is no more of a barrier than technological sophistication. You don't have to be a millennial to embrace digital change. In Montgomery, Alabama, Tiffany Cheney leads Gathered by Grace, a synodically authorized worshiping community that intentionally serves those 18 to 40 years old. That demographic played a role in the congregation's choice to use technology for hosting an online Bible study. But Cheney, a bivocational pastor who serves as mission developer for Gathered by Grace and as a business development director at a Montgomery hospital cooperative, said she's noticed something interesting in the hospital's demographic data. The hospital conducts patient surveys that can be completed either on paper or online. One of the biggest groups online responders is 18 to 30-year-old, which doesn't surprise Cheney, but the 65 to 74-year-old group also generates a large email response. When I thought about that, it makes plenty of sense. Many in that age group have just retired from the workforce. They've been working for decades with computers and are computer literate. They're using smartphones and are very comfortable doing so. Carrera doesn't believe age figures prominently in people embracing technology. How we use technology in church has more to do with personal preference and how we wish to worship. My grandfather's 89, and he has the latest iPhone and will engage in everything, he said. Technology is not bound generationally by ability, but I think it's possible that specific generations will decide if it's not what they want their church experience to be, and that's okay. But technology is always an undercurrent of how we live our lives. Whether or not you like traditional or contemporary music or contemporary worship styles, I think technology for bringing in the world is still important. Traditional or conventional church doesn't need technology as much, but you won't be encountering the world. On Tuesday evening, members of Gathered by Grace meet for worship in person, but on Sunday evenings they connect using Zoom, a popular video conferencing service for online Bible study. One of the things that sort of surprises me is that we ended up with a totally different set of people than the people who gather in person. So it allowed for a second community to form, which has been really nice, Cheney said. Some people who are part of the online community live in other cities an hour away, so it's formed a community that's not just geographically centered. You no longer need to be within driving distance to experience community. While Cheney appreciates her online community, she has no intention of ever replacing those face-to-face gatherings. At a certain point, you have to consider what the mission of ministry is. I believe it's important that we not forsake our being together in person. From a sacramental standing, we share the sacrament in our gathering meal. I value our in-person gathering, and I value our online gathering, and I think we use those forms of gathering in two different ways. Even the most pro-technology church leaders agree that person-to-person interactions are vitally important. It's one reason Chestnut and DeFrancesco teamed up to form the Slate Project. Chestnut generates online content. DeFrancesco is the pastor on the street who coordinates the gatherings. The way to navigate technology, most agree, is to find balance. Cheney intentionally chose Zoom as the digital platform for Bible study because it provides two-way communication, allowing all users to see and to respond to one another. Similarly, the mixed-medium Bible studies at Advent, hosted in person and through Google Hangouts, were specifically chosen to keep individuals as connected visually as possible. At Advent, we push for people to be present in the room and for their face to be present in video, Miller said. Otherwise, you lose facial expressions, you lose opportunities to see the way your statements are landing. And that's a point of emphasis for Advent. Let us still see you. Carrera feels similarly. So much of pastoring is sharing the word and seeing the face and seeing the reactions. He does so in person and digitally through video chats. We have all these beautiful ways to interact with people, he said.